Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, there Joseph stands in front of his brothers who have fled starvation from back home, and they journey to Egypt where they have heard that there was bread to be had. Only, what did they encounter? The man holding the bread is the brother they had hated and tossed aside like trash. There they stand, totally powerless. Would Joseph enact revenge? Or would he be generous? For a moment, that felt like a lifetime. Those brothers thought their fate was hanging in the balance. They had come in desperation to Egypt in hopes to find grain. But they found guilt, a lot of guilt. And the end of the story, they didn't realize, was still going on, still being written. What would Joseph choose to dispense? Life or death? Bread or revenge? You know, so often I wish you and I could stand in the shoes of these biblical figures, that we could see the joy of the face of a leper who has been healed, that we could hear the sound of silence that follows a stilled storm, that we could stand where the disciples stood, near to Jesus, and place our feet in their shoes and watch God work. And so here we are this morning in Joseph's shoes. Here is Joseph, one of the most powerful men in the world, and he's standing there before his brothers. He has the power to give life, or he has the power to take it away. Clothed in the finest that the world could offer. He is just dressed out good. His hands are heavy with jewelry. A gold signet wraps around one of his fingers on his tanned hand. A signet which means he can make decisions for Pharaoh. He could command Pharaoh's army. He could sign a treaty, give life or death with just one word. That ring that he carries on his finger has a lot of power. Joseph sees clearly, now you got to think about this, Joseph sees clearly the plan of God for his life. Now, while his brothers took him and wanted to hurt him and even kill him, Joseph thinks back over this life and sees God in it all the way through, in every place, in every crevice, in every dark shadow. There he is. In each and every place he sees the hand of God and the guiding of God. You see, God had a plan for Joseph. And though we all know that's true for him, and really it is true for us as well, Joseph sees it. That's the difference. He sees that plan, the plan of God. And wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know what God's plan is for you? Wouldn't you wish that you could look back on your life and see God's hand, how he guided you to be the man or the woman that you are today, and see how he brought you to this very moment? Yes, the reason that Joseph's brothers wondered about their fate standing there when Joseph reveals himself guilty and desperate as they were because of those years. Many years ago, they were so mad at Joseph and so frustrated because he was his father's favorite, they decided to kill him. They tossed him into an empty pit. And while they plotted to murder him, they found what struck them as a better plan. We know the story. They sold him into slavery. So now Joseph works for a very wealthy Egyptian man, and his name was Potiphar. Joseph caught Potiphar's wife's eye, but he didn't return any kind of affection, choosing character and honor over comfort and desire. She wasn't fond of being turned down, and so she lied and destroyed his name and any shred of reputation he might have had left. And so here's Joseph once again, who was once the favorite of the father, had lost everything, his family, his freedom, and now his reputation, and now he's sitting in prison. As he makes friends there, he guides them by the means of God-given wisdom and ability to interpret their dreams and see the future. Forgotten in prison, that might as well have been his tomb, for sure. But for some odd reason, even in the dark, Joseph always seemed to sense the flicker of light in the dark. Joseph always seemed to sense that flicker, and he didn't give up his faith. So one day he finds himself in front of Pharaoh. Oh boy, here we go. The most powerful man in the world. And Joseph's gifts makes him indispensable. He sees these times of plenty to be saved up because the downturn was coming. Joseph led an amazing food program in Egypt, where the plenty of today was stored for the coming days of none. And soon enough, who should come a knocking on Egypt's door? Well, of course, with longing in their mouths and hunger in their stomachs, none other than those brothers who began really this whole course for God's plan. So, and just Joseph, what will he do? Well, he gives them life. That's what he does. And the scales didn't tip that way by just a grain or two. Oh, no, they were fully tipped by mercy. And more than mercy, it was the result of Joseph looking back on all those places he had been, realizing that all of it led to now. "You needn't fear me," Joseph says. "I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. What you did, you meant for evil, but God meant it for good." Joseph says, "God sent me here to preserve life, not to take life away." Joseph became an instrument of life in God's hands, all of which is to say that if you wish to know God's plan for you, to stand with God and see the weird and complicated way of working on you to bring good, you need to know that only years of struggle gave Joseph the eyes to see in faith and with character what God was doing. In our eyes, so many times, Joseph could have claimed to be a victim. Life and those who were supposed to care for him had beaten him down. But instead, Joseph chose to wait patiently for the day when God's victory would be revealed to him. You know, that's faith, and that's character at work. As you watch Joseph go through life, you might be reminded of another who was despised. And we know that was Jesus. Jesus had his righteous character publicly crucified along with the rest of him, and who chose to give life instead of death, to give his bread for your hunger, and offers mercy rather than revenge, who tips the scales in your favor by his favor. And he asks nothing of you. who've been the recipients of all this, of all that grace, other than to forgive others as he forgives you. And as you forgive others, you'll be able to hold your head up high. Hold it high, because through the agony of it all, like Joseph in Christ, you'll be living God's real plan for you. Amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.